WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Paul Schrader's new movie, Autofocus, is based on the sexually obsessed life of TV actor Bob Crane, who was found murdered in 1978. Greg Kinnear stars as Crane. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
So I walked out of a screening of Paul Schrader's Autofocus the other day, and I heard someone say, "Wow, that was a great movie. I never want to have sex again." Now, to me, those two sentences are mutually exclusive. I'm frankly suspicious of any movie in which there's absolutely nothing to be said for consensual, recreational sex. And Schrader has a sexy subject here. His protagonist is Bob Crane, the 60s sitcom actor from Hogan's Heroes who was bludgeoned to death in a hotel room. The murder was technically unsolved, but the movie tells you who probably did it. More to the point, it tells you why Crane's life turned out so grimly. It was the lethal combination of sex, video, and celebrity. As played by Greg Kinnear, this Bob Crane is an easygoing, superficial guy who simply has a leg up on the rest of us. Thanks to his fame, he can go to bed with a different woman, or several, every night. And because the mid-60s marked the birth of a new technology, home video, and he's pals with a celebrity hanger-on who works at Sony, played by a prodigiously cretinous Willem Dafoe, Crane can videotape his conquests and relive them when he wants to, which is basically all the time. The movie starts out in a breezy style, with lounge lizard music and a palette like 50s fiesta wear. But as Bob Crane's addiction estranges him from his family and derails his career, the camera gets shaky and the lighting harsh, and the color like the inside of a latrine. In his last decade, Crane hits the dinner theater circuit, looking more and more pathetic as he trades on his celebrity to score. In this scene, he spies a pair of attractive women and directs the bartender to switch the TV set to a channel with reruns of Hogan's Heroes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry to bother you. It's just that I was sitting over there and I noticed the TV and I... Well, is that you on the TV? Is that...
Oh, my gosh. That is embarrassing. I didn't even know it was on. I'm Bob Crane.
I know. I thought so. Yeah. Bob Crane. Gosh, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Oh, Susan.
Susan, all right.
I loved your TV show.
Well, appreciate that. I'm just in town here to do a little bit of theater.
I just wanted to say hi.
Sure. Can I get you something? Another drink? An autograph? A nude swim?
Bob.
You know, I'm a real photo nut. And how long are you girls in town?
The come-on actually works. Crane gets laid. But here's what you don't see in Autofocus: the pleasure of the act itself, or any human tenderness in its aftermath. Crane reportedly liked women and had fun with them. One of the creepiest things about this movie is that they seem more interchangeable and more expendable to the director than they do to the protagonist. In Paul Schrader's interview on Fresh Air, he cited the obsessive-compulsive element of Bob Crane's personality. In life, Crane didn't just catalog women and videotapes. He also cataloged things like his children's games. I thought, that's an interesting clue to this guy. Why isn't that in the movie? My guess is that Schrader found that too particular to Crane and too psychological. You can't really moralize about obsessive-compulsive behavior. A former porn movie addict, from a strict Calvinist background, Schrader isn't interested in this one guy and his individual tics. Casting Greg Kinnear is a statement right there. In the Hogan's Hero scenes, Kinnear has the perfect shallow smirkiness. But in the last third, he has no depths as an actor to plumb, and Schrader has purposefully kept him a befuddled pipsqueak. The producers are Scott Alexander and Larry Karaszewski, who wrote Ed Wood and The People vs. Larry Flint, and Man in the Moon, which were all biopics with a spoofy and facetious tone. What's depressing about Autofocus isn't its portrait of addiction. It's the mixture of that facetiousness with Schrader's distaste. They style Bob Crane a superficial man, and then they judge him for it. In movies, addiction is a tricky business. You don't want to glamorize it, but if you paint too dire a picture from the start, you raise the question, why would anyone want to do this stuff in the first place? I'm an admirer of movies like Drugstore Cowboy and Requiem for a Dream, anti-addiction movies that have sympathy for the ways in which people seek transcendence and end up enslaved. There's no sympathy in Schrader's depiction of Bob Crane, and no understanding of what he's trying to get from sex and video. Schrader has made autofocus like a reformed addict who can't admit the pleasures of what once transfixed him. It's almost as if he wants you to say, "Wow, that was a great movie. I never want to see a movie again."
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.